From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. This year brought a consolidation of grocery and meal delivery companies in Europe. The market is still growing, but the lockdown boom times are over. And if the French government has its way, new restrictions are coming for retail stores turned food delivery distribution centers. From Paris, John Lawrenson reports.
A guy with a fat delivery sack on his back leaves a distribution hub set up last year in a peaceful residential street in the south of Paris. Last year it was a shop, but now it's a so-called dark store. Panels advertising groceries delivered in 15 minutes cover what used to be shop windows. Catherine Claveau, who lives in the same building, says her quality of life has taken a hit.
It's very disturbing. There's so much noise, especially this summer when the delivery men were outside shouting, arguing until midnight, even 1 in the morning.
Another local, Annick Bossuet, says the neighborhood has suffered too.
It's killing the local shops, but what can you do? Now people prefer getting what they want at the push of a button.
Paris City Hall says there are some 100 dark stores in Paris and at least 25 dark kitchens where takeout meals are prepared but no patrons come to eat. Elected leaders here and in other cities say they will drive dark stores out of their town centres, and the national government says it will soon publish a decree enabling them to do so. It says these are not stores but warehouses. Paul Lay is co-founder of LaBelleVie.com, which delivers groceries in the Paris area. It has changed its quick commerce model because of the pressure.
The neighbors that didn't like us, so we try more and more to hide.
Lay says LaBelleVie no longer operates out of former stores, but a big warehouse, offering a wide range of groceries with semi-fast delivery, 1 to 4 hours. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.